Morning Watch, making ourselves ready for the Lord's coming, week one. Making ourselves ready for the Lord's coming by loving His appearing and not loving the present age. Lord's Day, related verses. Revelations 22 verses 6 through 14, 16 through 17, and 20 through 21. And He said to me, "These words are faithful and true. And the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, has sent His angel to show to His slaves the things which must quickly take place. And behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this scroll. And I, John, am he who hears and sees these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. And he said to me, 'Do not do that. I am your fellow slave and a fellow slave of your brothers, the prophets, and of those who keep the words of this scroll. Worship God.' And he said to me, 'Do not seal the words of the prophecy of this scroll, for the time is near. Let him who does unrighteousness do unrighteousness still. And let him who is filthy be filthy still. And let him who is righteous do righteousness still. And let him who is holy be holy still. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to render to each one as his work is. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter by the gates into the city and their cry.'" Verses 16 through 17. "I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.' And let him who hears say, 'Come.' And let him who is thirsty come. Let him who wills take the water of life freely." Verses 20 through 21. "He who testifies these things says, 'Yes, I come quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.' The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen."